Charlie Oscar Papa.
Hey, Charlie Oscar. Eddie and Alpha can join who you saw now.
Alpha.
I had a station with Alpha. I think it broke up. Can you try again? This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CMAX.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, got you. That's definitely that time, sir. Thank you. Anyone else looking to check in, please call.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta.
Delta 4, Mike Lima Delta, got you in around the tuner there. Anyone else, please call now.
CHZRV.
Can you say that again, please? Behind you. You got Kilo Echo 8. Can you do one more time, please?
Talk a little closer to your radio, please. You're in the repeater.
All right, KE8ZRV.
Okay, sorry, I doubled on you. Do it to me one more time.
ZRV.
Relay.
Everywhere.
Call sign was Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Romeo Victor.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Romeo Victor, got it.
Oh,
yeah. All right, thank you. Let's see, this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. I'm looking for any other check-ins, please call.
Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, get us clear.
KB8SWR, got you in there, sir.
N8NOR, no traffic.
N8NOR, that's good readable today, thank you. Anyone else, please call now. Delta Oscar November, that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. Purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and SkyOne. All radio amateurs with sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an AWOL section level net. Regular participants include detection officials, NTS officials, assistants, representatives, and recruits. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have a long list here, but I'll read these off. We have NA-OBU, K8-JDD, NA-WRO, WB8-TQV, WA-COP, ABA-MP, WA-4-MLB, AEACRV, KD8SWR, NHNOR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for that, please call now. Are there any relays?
This is. This is KF8GBA, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. Tom and Birch Run, no traffic, in and out, that's the nut.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, got you in there, and you are in and out today. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else, please call.
Kilo, Bravo, 9, India, Romeo.
Was that Kilo Bravo Niner, India Alpha Romeo?
Roger, USL.
Okay, I need a relay on his confirmation. He's a pretty light bird.
That's USL.
So, Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, USL.
Okay, roger that. Thank you. KD9IAR. Good afternoon, Don. KAJDD, KEAPUN. Can you place the general on that call?
Will do, will do. This is Kilo 8, New Julia Bravo Delta. Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Nothing heard. This is KAJBD.
All right. Thank you for that, Jim. We'll go ahead and we'll get started. Just off of the looking ahead at the calendar this week, only have a couple of things on the calendar as far as AUXCOM meetings go. Tuesday evening, we'll be starting our exercise planning. This is for the fall set. The fall set is scheduled for October 3rd. That's the first Saturday in October. And we're working to have the exercise plan put out at the end of September. So you two will have it in their hands 1 month and everything. Every Tuesday evening on Zoom. Looking ahead all the way to next week, a week from today, I'll have the opportunity to get on DOC because it'll be my turn at the helm for the net control for the 3G5 AUXCOM net. That starts at 4 o'clock Eastern. On 60 meters, then it goes to 40 meters, DMR, and finally wraps up at on D-Star. And if you have any or all of those available to you, you're more than welcome to join in and check in on those nets, or on that net. With that, let's go to N8OBU to be followed by KAJDD. Mr. Mike, thank you for riding along today with the relay.
My pleasure. Thanks for being that control. Nothing new going on here. Made it through all the storms. Just got a little bit of rain. A little bit of rain here. Nothing important going on here. I'll be here if I'm needed. Other than I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how to spend money on the on the internet. Actually, I'm looking for a couple solar-powered street lights. The last two that I had got destroyed in a Michigan windstorm. So hopefully the next ones I find will be a little bit better built than what I thought I had bought last time. 73, I'll be monitoring.
I need OBU. Okay, roger that. Thank you, sir. And let's see here. Next, we go to KAJBD to be followed by NAWRO. Mr. Jim, tell us what's going on in Washtenaw.
KAJUN the net. This is KAJBD. His name is Jim, ECRO, Washtenaw County. And thanks for running the net there, Max. What's going on in the county? Well, I got two major things sort of happening. One, we ran a fire and test on Saturday, and had a good turnout for that. Got about 18 sirens monitored there, and one of them was busted. So that's why we do this. It worked out pretty good. Second thing is we have a new DMR repeater up in the county. It was put up by NDHW and NALBZ. NDHW, of course, is the guy that runs the FEMA Region 5 nets on Saturday, or at least in charge of it, I assume. Anyway, it's WDAEOC, and it's up on a 400-foot tower along with their primary NACUI repeater, so it's got one heck of a footprint, covers a lot of area. So WDAEOC is the repeater, and it also has on time slot 2 the R5 OXCOM channel for Region 5 OXCOM. And so that, once again, will have a very, very large footprint here. We lost the large footprint when the Wolverine Tower got demolished by the University of Michigan, and they're building up a new one. So this is a very, very large footprint replacement for that. And so we should be back on Region 5 OXCOM now, plus we have the WDAEOC. We'll use that too, WDAEOC being the call sign for the Washtenaw County Emergency Operations Center. So with that, good to hear everybody. Great signals out there, and back to net control. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KAJBD, KEADLM. Well, thank you for that. Good to hear that you guys are back on the air in that mode. NDEW is the net manager for the Region 5 OXCOM placement. He does a great job in putting up the schedules and getting each of us to take our turns at it. So if anybody is interested in doing net control for that, you need to have all four modes available to you, you know, HF plus DMR plus VSTAR. If you've got that, reach out to NDEW and he would be more than happy to get down here with the schedule. Let's go next to NAWRO to be followed by WDATQZ. Mr. Tim, how are things in the Gulf? NAWRO, KEADLN, you're up for comment?
Yeah, thank you, Max. Little problem with the repeater here. This is NAWRO, Tim, one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, work continues on our new VHF DMR repeater in New Haven. It's working, but some adjustments are pending to optimize its performance. Once again, we'd like to thank our own Wally, Whiskey 8 Victor Delta, for all the hard work he continues to do on that project, along with our installation team, which is assisting. We currently have 39 active members on our roster, and once again, Max, I'd like to thank you for coming down for the OXCOM class last month, and thanks again for the pizza. That's about it for Macomb County, so I'll send it back to you. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar for Macomb County.
All right, Tim, thank you for your comments. NAWRO, KEATLN. Yeah, well, it was a great deal to put their name and the face together. I think, I don't remember, we may have met when I came down a couple of years ago, but I don't remember what I had for breakfast. So, but it was a pleasure to meet you then and to meet everyone else in the class. I can never say no to Jet Speed, so that's always pretty good. All right, let's go to WDATQZ to be followed by WATLP. Mr. Mike, how are things in Presqu'île?
Good afternoon, Max T. D-line in the Michigan ARP. I see that WDATQZ up here, Roger City, Kilcotta, over there. ECRO and Max and MIT and NAT managers. Well, it's pretty quiet here. We got a little bit of rain, which is a good thing when you're living in the woods. Not enough to make for any flooding conditions, so that's nice. About the only other news I have, in the last couple of months, I did get to a local emergency planning committee meeting. Found out that they're using Starlink equipment now in the county. They have that package set up, so I guess they have that covered. I guess we'll keep on just trying to stay practiced with NTS and participate in shares and see what happens. Not too many call-outs, not too many calls for our talents, but I guess we'll try to stay ready and see what happens. The demographics in the area, I find certainly are working against us. We're having a little trouble scaring up a group to do a couple of local public service events, so I guess those are off the calendar for this year. But that's about it. Back to you, WBTQZ.
All right, Mike, thank you for checking in and for the comments there. Yeah, it's nice to see a little bit of rain after the break in it. And looking ahead, it looks like we do a few more opportunities for the week ahead, so that's good. Ground was starting to get a little bit dry. Finally, it keeps popping up as a backup mode for internet communications, and not a bad thing to have. And I see more and more agencies and groups are starting to pick that up in various ways. Too bad to hear about volunteers up in that area. It's a cool, nice part of the state. Maybe there's folks that can reach out from neighboring counties or nearby to be able to travel in and assist on some of those events if and when you're able to get those going again. All right, let's go to WACOP and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Chris, how are things over your way?
Well, thank you, Max. Good afternoon to everyone on the net. This is Chris, WACOP-ECRO for Ogemaw County. And I could almost just say ditto for Mike TQZ's remarks as far as all of the above. Personally, I have Starlink. I switched over in October, and I got to tell you, I'm just really, really impressed with it compared to the terrestrial very slow DSL we used to have with the local telco. So, but unfortunately, on the Oxcom side of things, especially here in the rural areas where we don't get a lot of call-outs, I think it's going to even set us back even more because Starlink has really, really stepped up and it really shines in those situations where you need to pass digital traffic. But I think there's always going to be a call for what we do. So we'll stay practiced and keep the equipment ready to go. And we also have a small cadre of volunteers. But I must say we've worked together well through the years between Oscoda, Aranac, and Ogemaw counties. We've always come together and helped each other out when we had to. So. That's what it's all about. That's why it's so important to maintain those networks and those contacts to be able to help each other out. With that, that's about all I have, Max. So with that, I'll say 7-3 and back to Max from WACOP.
Over.
WACOP has finished his comments. KJBD.
Roger that. I just thought I'd heard the tail of it. He was light copy. Chris, you were light copy on me in there. Unfortunately, I did. I hope others were able to hear you better. I did hear something about the lack of Oxcom call-outs. Not necessarily a bad thing, but on the other hand, it's hard to stay engaged as easily with that. As a friend of mine down in Tennessee likes to tease me, he said this is a great area of the country to practice. So we just never have hurricanes and stuff like that, and that's okay. Anyway, we take a break here. This is QFOH Delta Oscar November with the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Anyone else would like to join, please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, moving along. Next up we have 88MP to be followed by WA4MLD. Mr. David, 88MP, you're up for comment.
Thank you there, Max. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. And good to meet you at the Oxcom training in Macomb County a couple weeks ago. Great training, certainly recommend it to anybody. and I'm looking forward to the upcoming events. We've got the Woodward Dream Cruise, the Ironman, and the Bridge Walk. I hope to be participating in all three. Other than that, everything's going well here in Macomb County, as you heard from Tim. With that, I'll say back to you, Net Control. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
All right, Dave. Good to have met you as well. And if you go to all three of those events, at least, I don't know about the Dream Cruise, that's just fun to watch. But if you get to the other two events, you have a very good chance of being able to complete your task book amidst all of that. So good luck with that. I hope it goes well. We'll go next to WA4MLD to be followed by KE8CRV. Mr. Ray, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, all. KE8DON in the mix, WA4 Mike Lima Delta, Muddy Little Ducks, and doing just fine here. Had some rain, could use some more. Back in the day when I lived in Florida, we had, talking about alternative sources for data, I had a copper loop teletype loop that came into my shack and ran a model 15 teletype for hurricane bulletins, which then got disseminated around our club group and through the town. And that was a mechanical teleprinter. You want to talk about fun, I'll tell you, we had a blast in those days. Some people accuse me of knowing Marconi, but no, that is not the truth. Anyway, that's it from here. Nothing else. Eat more rain, send it on. We're ready for it. WA4MLD.
All right, Ray, thank you for your comments. I got a chuckle out of that one. Appreciate you checking in. All right, we go next to KE8CRV, to be followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Matt, I think this is the first time I've heard you check in. Good afternoon. KE8CRV, KE8DY, you're up for comments?
Okay, nothing is there. We may come back to let's see, we'll go next to KTE-SWR to be followed by M8NOR. What's up? What's happening? Well, not too much. Max and everybody on the net. Just a reminder, if you can hear the net on VHF or UHF, you're perfectly legal to check in and join the net. And the repeaters won't drop until the net's over, so. A little FYI for people that are listening and are familiar with it. And about all I got, back to you, Max. KB8SWR.
All right, well, thank you for checking in, for helping keep the transmission emergency network up and running, and for all the things you guys need. We'll go next to M8NOR to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Ken, how are things over your way?
KE8DON and the net. This is N8OR. Name here is Ken. I'm in Portage, Michigan in the 5th District. Not too much going on tonight. The only thing I have happening this week is I am meeting with our county emergency manager, Brandy James, and our EC, Scott Lemmer, at the disposition of our new website for our group. As it's been kind of a long time coming. Finally was able to get everybody together, so we meet this Wednesday at noon to start talking about things, and after all of that, our next meeting, we will begin talking with the general membership of the group and start planning what we want to do. We have access through the county to be a part of the county government website, so I'm looking forward to kicking this off and start doing our planning and give you some good news in the next few weeks. I'll hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
All right, again, N8NOR, KEATUN. Well, it's good to hear you, and good to hear the progress coming there. Sounds like things are going to move ahead again in the county there, so that's good news. Glad to hear it. All right, we go next to KB9IAR, and that'll take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Don, you're up for comment.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. John here in Battle Creek, Calhoun County. Yeah, not a lot going on here. We did parts on the air for Custer earlier today. Had a pretty good time as usual. Yeah, that's about all I have. Back to net control, K-E-8-D-O-N, K-E-9-I-A-R.
KB9IAR, KEAPON. Well, thank you for checking in. As always, you do get some fun time out there, and I envy you for that. So that's great. We are at the bottom of the roster. This is the local 8 Delta, Oscar November, Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. I'm going to put one call out there and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join in or comment again before we close. All right, nothing heard. We had, it looks like we had 13 on the roster today and a run time of, we're going to call it 24 minutes. So I want to thank everybody for checking in. Hope that you have a good week ahead. Stay safe and healthy, and have an opportunity to stay dry with the little bit of rain that we'll get. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. We'll be closing this section of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet and returning the frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, signing out.
I guess the next door, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Everybody take care. We'll catch you next week, 73. And it'll be clear.
Hey, Roger that. Thank you again, Mike. Appreciate all your help. K-E-A-P-1.